Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
You bet. I'm Adam, the business manager here at Fort McMurray Toyota, of course. And, yeah.
There we go. Now, Adam, we got to start off. Where do you get your clothes?
This one, I think, is from, is it Tip Top? Tip Top, I think. The shirt, I think, is Amazon. The suit is Tip Top.
Okay, and the tie?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. Yeah. So, Tip Top Tailors.
I believe so. I use them or Moores usually, yeah.
That's a classic brand. Which Tip Top? I'm assuming in Edmonton.
Yeah, I just order online because it shows up to the door. I don't make it to Edmonton too often, so.
I did not know Tip Top was doing both, suits online now.
Yeah, both them and Moores do it.
That's wild. So is it kind of like the Indochino kind of? Like, how does it work?
Well, you go online, down to the website, find what you want. I know my size and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Order shows up a few days later.
That's wild. That's awesome because Tip Top used to be in the mall here in Fort McMurray in the Peter Pond.
That was a few years ago, yeah.
Years and years ago.
Yeah.
And that's how I was introduced to them. And I like, there's a few places, they still have one or two locations in Edmonton, one in the mall for sure.
Yeah.
So going in, always great service. They have like a large array of suits.
Yeah.
But then like the online and the custom suits started coming in.
Yeah.
Like I get my suits from a company called Suits by Curtis Elliott, based in Edmonton and Calgary. So they do custom suits. And then I've got some shirts from Indochino. Like with shirts, I'll play with different brands. But like, you're always dressed sharp.
There's a certain brand I like for the shirts, but I found them on Amazon. It's very hard to find dress clothes in Fort Mac, as you know.
Yeah.
So I usually go to Moores, and I'm very peculiar, if that's the word I'm looking for, on how they fit and stuff like that. So, but yeah, no, worked out pretty good. I found, you know, once I find something, because ordering clothes online can be difficult.
Yes.
You don't get to try them on, etc. But so far, so good.
Yeah. My thing with suits that I always found, I don't get to wear suits very often anymore, which I'm very happy about, to be honest. But when with suits, the suit and the shirt are always tough.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you go with a different manufacturer or a different designer,
everything
the sleeves might be too long for the actual shirt, and then you look like a...
So I try to avoid doing, like, the medium, large, extra large, whatever, for shirts. You buy the neck size and sleeve size, right? So you got to go to, use the word fancy, I guess, fancier stores, Tip Top, Moores, whatever. That's how you buy them instead of just buying the large, because then you end up with exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. And my whole thing was... Even if I did buy something off the rack, I would take it to a tailor afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, just to, like, get the cuffs looking a certain way.
This
arm is longer than that arm kind of deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, but,
sure.
But, yeah, in Fort McMurray, there hasn't been anything for a bit. But
no,
we have some great tailors, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Great tailors.
Used to have the place across the street. I don't remember what they were called.
Bob Barrett's.
But that's who it was, yeah. And they're no longer here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so other than Mark's, there's not really much that you can buy for dress clothes, I guess, up here, right?
Yeah. I used to rent your tuxedos from Bob Barrett's here in town. If there was like a wedding or a grad,
yeah, absolutely.
That's where you'd have to go, and or make your way down to Edmonton. So,
Anyways,
we've given everybody else a shout out other from Toyota, but that's okay. We've talked a lot about the vehicles, but I'm going to ask you a question that we were just kind of going down with the last one.
Yeah.
If you had to trade in your vehicle right now, and get a new Toyota, yep. which one would it be?
So I'm in between the Land Cruiser, and I'm really interested in seeing the brand new 4Runner.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of details on the new 4Runner, but it's coming out kind of looking like the new Tacoma. Except SUV'd, of course, similar engines, similar options. And like I said, there's still a lot of information to come to us, including price. Mm-hmm. But between the Land Cruiser and the 4Runner, I think the Grand Highlander is a little bit curious, but that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, okay. Now let's talk about the Land Cruiser, because I've been looking at it. I haven't sat in it yet.
Yeah.
It looks to me like a 4Runner. Like a vintage, like an older 4Runner.
Yeah,
not a
so
new 4Runner.
The Land Cruiser is a returning vehicle from years ago, of course. So that's the brand, the Land Cruiser name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do we got outside? I think it's just the plain Land Cruiser, but there's a premium version of it that has a bunch of buttons and accessories and things like that, leather seats and all that jazz. That just it looks good. We've seen a couple of them. I think actually there's one across the street that just got ordered for Paul Spring from. Phoenix Heliflight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
Paul's a cool guy.
Absolutely yeah. great guy.
Yeah.
So his Land Cruiser just got here. It's a cool brown sugar metallic color. That's the name of the color.
Yeah.
And his is the premium, which has all of those
nice.
Neat gadgets and things like that.
Yeah, it's a nice looking vehicle. Like, if you like 90s 4Runners,
yeah.
that's what it reminds
100%.
Me of. 100%,
yeah, exactly.
More so like I the FJ, the original FJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Love
yeah.
that vehicle. Love the revamped one that they did
yeah.
in the 2000s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That more to me is the Land Cruiser look.
Yeah.
This one, I love the look. I'm not knocking it. Like
yeah.
it.
It's a. I
love
think it's 4Runner. A niche vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, you drive a 4Runner, so of
yeah,
course you like
have.
That one.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in looking for. I got three kids, right? So we need the room and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of those vehicles would be most likely what I'd be looking at. The price tag is a little bit on the high side, but mm-hmm. I mean, you get what you pay for, right?
That's right. With three kids, why aren't you in a van?
Siennas are extremely hard to get.
I see, even for this guy. Oh. I've been saying, like, they're hard to get.
Yeah. The 2025s, though, came out with some nice options. They changed the color schemes because the Limited used to be like a tan or gray interior.
Mm-hmm.
And with three kids, that... not always the greatest,
no.
but the new 2025 came out with the black interior again with the Limited and stuff like that, so you're good to go
yeah.
now, right?
The vans are sick, but they're so challenging to get.
Don't get me wrong, they're getting a lot better than it used to be, and we're starting to have some you know, arrive.
Yeah.
Even I think we even had one in stock a couple of weeks ago. It lasted.
I sat in it.
It lasted seconds. So
seconds.
Yeah.
I literally sat in it when it was there, and
yeah.
I came back the next day just to like
yeah.
see it. And they're like, "No, that thing's gone." I'm like,
yeah.
"What do you mean it's
yeah.
gone?
Gone that
like,
fast?" Like every single product advisor in the building has probably a list this long of
yeah.
people interested in a Sienna. And
yeah.
as soon as we get one available or one pops up on our incoming list, it's gone usually the next day.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. It goes. To talk about
yep.
the quality of
100%.
The merchandise.
Yeah, you bet.
Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'd have to talk it over with the wife, but I don't know that I'm a Sienna person. I mean, they're beautiful vehicles, but yeah. I like the SUV
yeah.
type style, right? You know, it depends. I mean, we'll see as we progress once the kids get a little bit older and they're into sports and stuff like that. We start hauling around a whole bunch of gear and,
yeah.
and things like that. Maybe it'll change our decision, but right now we're okay where we're at. But
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm a van guy. Like, I've been fighting for a van with my wife.
Is that right?
From the get-go.
My sister has a Sienna down in PEI, and she loves it. I think they're trying to consider trading him, and she doesn't know what she wants to get. She was looking at the Grand Highlander a bit ago, but I don't know if they pulled the trigger yet.
A lot of people are talking about the Grand Highlander.
Yeah, so
it's a fan favorite.
Yeah, it's the Highlander, of course, made a little bit bigger, but then different options and things like that. It's not just bigger. There's other things that, of course, come with the Grand Highlander as well.
Yeah, it's like driving in a luxury vehicle.
100%. Yeah.
Like, I was... picked up in a Uber in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And like, I've been in town cars, like I've been picked up at airports before.
Yeah.
And this guy picked me up in a Grand Highlander.
Oh, yeah, you were telling us last time, I think.
Oof.
Yeah.
And he had like the waters and everything, and I was just like,
yeah.
my
yeah.
God, this is like, that is a luxury.
So speaking of luxury, though, the brand spanking new Sienna Limited Platinum, there's a Platinum version now. Speaking of waters, there's a cooler fridge right in it.
Okay.
And the same thing with the premium Land Cruiser. There's you can keep your water cold.
That's nice.
Yeah, you bet.
The other one that's pure luxury, and we talked about in the last episode, is the Crown. The front seat of the Crown is unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a Crown Signia in our showroom right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the so-called replacement for the Venza. Mm-hmm. So it's very Lexus. Mm-hmm. Like quality with the Toyota symbol still on it, right? With Lexus, of course, is a fancy Toyota, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's, if you go sit in that later on your way out, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah. Like, it's so nice. And I had the Venza prior too.
Yeah.
So this, like, when you see it, you're like, oh, that's a nice looking vehicle.
Yeah,
different than the Venza, but I could see where that comes from.
Yeah.
But when you sit in the front seat of that thing, game over.
Exactly.
If you're the driver, game over.
Yeah.
And Tanner just
he's always telling us
told
it's
us game over here. So we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug.
Yeah, you bet.
So I have the mic, the camera, the lights.
As always, just want to say love you to my beautiful wife.
There we go. Best shout out ever. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just died at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.